We'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 4 in just a moment, so if you want to start turning there, that way whenever we get to that portion of our time, then you'll be prepared. I want you to imagine this scene in your mind. You're called into a different city for a business meeting. You don't really want to go. I mean, although you work at a business, you're not really a business person type. You like to wear your shirts unbuttoned, and you like to wear tennis shoes, and you like to wear jeans. This just isn't your kind of thing. So you go there, and you put on your tie, and you're there with all the other people, and you just feel uncomfortable. You don't fit in. This isn't who you really are. You feel out of place. You feel as though you do not belong. I mean, after all, you don't speak, you don't dress, you do not act like the other people. And although their language is not foul, it's just not a language that you speak commonly. Well, there's this guy standing behind you in line. And you're doing your best to be polite until you turn around and you say to him, hello. And he says, hello. And you say, where are you from? And he tells you where you're from. And you tell him. And you think the conversation's over. So you turn back around, mind your business, hoping to hurry up and get through this meeting, hoping to hurry up and get your materials, get your lunch, sit down, listen to the lecture, take a few notes, and go home. That's all you want to do. Suddenly, that guy that you said hello to doesn't want the conversation to end. He begins talking about his own life. You know, well, I said I'm from, but I really grew up in this area. Oh, that's nice. You don't really care. You're not interested. The only thing you have in common is that you work at the same company, but other than that, you really do not care. However, you soon learn that you grew up in the same area. You grew up in the same hometown. You find out that you graduated from the same high school. You're all of a sudden a little bit more interested in this person. You begin discussing different teachers, and although this guy graduated 3 or 4 years before you did, you start to have a common interest. You find out that you both played football for your high school team, the Black Diamonds. And so you begin discussing what that was like. You realize you're both on the same side. Now all of a sudden you have a common bond, and you're sitting with the person, and you're enjoying the conversation because you found something in common. You found that you're on the same side. You're on the same team. Although you work in different departments of the business, and although you play different positions on the high school football team, you're still on the same side. And so you begin to celebrate it. You enjoy the conversation with the person now. When it comes time for lunch, you sit together. When the meeting's over, you compare notes with each other. You exchange email addresses and contact information because you're on the same side. Later on in conversation, you find that you both attend church, that you both love God, that you both worship Him. And now you realize you really are on the same side. Well, Paul's letter to the Ephesians contains a passage, in chapter 4, beginning in verse 3, that speaks of us all being on the same side. He says, beginning in verse 3, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and who is in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Paul speaks here to us being a united people, to celebrating our oneness, to celebrating the fact that we are one in Christ, that in Christ there is no difference. And although we have different parts of the body, and although we function in different ways, and we all have different roles, we celebrate the fact that we are one, that we are on the same side, that we are all Black Diamonds. That's for my buddy Bill. That we are all united, that we are all Christians. Something I love about this text is I was reading it, a paraphrase of this, and this is by a man named Eugene Peterson. And he has a lot of different texts that he takes, and he paraphrases them and puts them in a way that he's able to understand. And this is what he says. You were called to travel down the same road and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly, You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, who works through all, who is present through all. Everything you are and everything you think and do is permeated with oneness. But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. When we come together for communion, we celebrate the fact that we are one, that we are a body, and yet at the same time we celebrate that we are unique, that we like different things, our interests are different. And so, how can all of that come together? I mean, how can Sooner fans and Cowboy fans sit in the same room together? Because we have a common goal. We love Jesus Christ. We worship Jesus Christ. He is our Father. He is our God. And it doesn't matter about our own personal preferences. It doesn't matter if you like gospel or country or rap or rock. What matters is that your life is one that brings honor to Jesus Christ. We do not speak, we do not act, we do not look, we do not dress the same. And Jesus Christ, he chose not to make us all clones for a purpose, but rather we are individual men and women with a common purpose. And that common purpose is Jesus Christ. And today we celebrate that. Today we honor that. One faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, one God and Father who sent his Son to die for you and for me, to die for the people that I agree with and the people that I disagree with, to die for us all, so that in him we could find true unity. In him we could celebrate our oneness. So today, this really is a unity service. This really is a celebration of unity. It really is a celebration of our being together and being on the same side. And that side is the side of Jesus Christ. So we celebrate that because the Lord is worthy of our celebrations.